So let's review. The Mishnah begins. Hamakdish nechasa. If someone is makdish some of his possessions and does not specify his intentions, and including the items are things suitable to bring as a sacrifice in the Beis HaMikdash, which the Gemara will explain later, refers specifically to the Keteris spice, which could theoretically be found in the hands of the Avtina's family, having been given to them previously as payment for their services. These items are given as salary payment to the craftsmen of the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Kiva holds that if an Avtina's family member donated these spices that he had made hektish, we can give the spices as payment to other Beis HaMikdash craftsmen, and then the Beis HaMikdash can buy back the keteris from the craftsmen using new Trumas HaLishka funds. Amalei ben Azai, Einahi Hamida, El Mafrishin Mehen Schar HaUmnin, Umechalin Oysan Al Mois HaUmnin, Benoysin Oysan LaUmnin B'Scharin, V'chaysam Aleichin Oysan Mitruma HaChadosha B'dmehen. Ben Azai argues with Rabbi Kiva and maintains that an extra step is necessary, namely that the kedusha of the keteris be transferred directly onto the funds that were earmarked for the salaries of the craftsmen. With this act, the keteris becomes chulin and may then be purchased back by the Beis HaMikdash with the new Trumas HaLishka funds, as explained above. Hamakdish nechasa v'hoyi behen behema ru'uya al gabi mizbeach zechar minikavis. If someone has makdish some of his possessions and included in them are animals which are suitable for karbanos. Rabbi Eliezer Eimer, Zechar miyumachu letzarchi oilis, v'nekevis yumachu letzarchi zivchei shlamim, v'dmeim yiplu im shar nechasim v'lebedek abayis. Rabbi Eliezer maintains that everything that is made hektish, including animals that are row for the karbanos, are all sold, and the funds are all designated for bedek abayis. Rabbi Shua Eimer, Zechar atzman yikrivu oilis, v'nekevis yumachu letzarchi zivchei shlamim, v'yavi b'dmeim oilis, v'shar nechasim, v'yiplu lebedek abayis. Rabbi Shua, on the other hand, holds that animals that are suitable for sacrifice are actually sacrificed on the Mizbeach, and only items not rove for sacrifice are sold for their worth and brought for Kachay Bedek HaBayis. Rabbi Kiva agrees with the view of Rabbi Eliezer, whereas Rabbi Papias holds that if one is Makdish without specifying his intentions, then he would agree with Rabbi Yeshua that animals suitable for the Mizbeach would go to the Mizbeach, as this is their natural usage. However, if one specifically designated his Hektish to Bedek HaBayis, and even if animals are included in them, which are usually suitable for karbanos, then they too are designated for bedek habayis, as Rabbi Eliezer holds, as this was his specific intention. Hamakdish nechasav v'hoi behen dvarm ru'uyin legabim mizbeach, yenis ushmonim v'oifos. If one was makdish possession, and included in them were wine, oil, or birds, which are all suitable for sacrificing, Rabbi Eliezer imir yumachru letzarchi oisihamin. Rabbi Eliezer holds that these items should be sold to those who need these items for the Beis HaMikdash, v'yavi b'dmein oilis, and with the funds of the sale, karbanos oilis should be purchased and brought as sacrifices. V'shar nechasim yiplu lebedek habayis. Other items which are not suitable for sacrifice are designated for bedek habayis for maintenance and upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. Amr b'yechanan, time of Rabbi Eliezer, v'ish kiyakdish es beisoi kodesh l'Hashem. Rechlin brings this pasuk as the source for the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that one who is makdish the contents of their house, all the contents are kodesh l'Hashem, which implies bedek habayis. Mikan shestam hekdesh is lebedek habayis, unless one specifies otherwise, unspecified donations are earmarked for bedek habayis for Beis HaMikdash upkeep and maintenance. The Gemara now brings three opinions to qualify the machlekes of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Zeira b'shem Rav Chayim b'shem Rav holds that they argue when a person generally is makdish his possessions. However, if someone was makdish only his flock, then even if he does not specify his intentions, the animals are considered kachim mizbeach. Rebbe b'shem b'chein b'shem Rav holds that they argue when a person is makdish his flock. However, if someone was makdish his general possessions, then all agree that the donations go for kachay bedek habayis. Rebbe Yechanan holds that their arguments hold in each case, both if they are makdish their flock, and or if they are makdish, all of their possessions. Reb Chaim b'shem Rab Avohu b'shem Reb Yechanan, kachay bedek habayis shepidon temim yatzu l'chulun. It was said in the name of Reb Yechanan that if kachay bedek habayis were redeemed before they contracted imum, they become completely chulun. Reb Chizki b'shem Rav Chizda qualifies the teaching of Reb Yechanan that the animals become chulun only if they contracted imum. However, Reb Yosi b'shem Rav Chizda maintains that teaching that even if no mum was contracted, the animal becomes chulin and it may be used for work it may be shorn for wool, and its offspring are permissible and are not considered hekdesh. The Gemara now brings a braisa which highlights the difference between male and female animals that were designated as karbonos. Hifrish nekeva lai lasai ula pischei ula shamai. If one separated a female animal, either for his carbon oila, carbon pesach, or carbon asham, which are all karbonos that must be brought for male animals, oisa tmura. The female animals do contract kedusha to the extent that if one exchanges them for other animals, the exchanged animal becomes kaidish. Reb Shimon Aimer, la'ilasay oisa tmura, la'pischei ula shamai en oisa tmura. Shimon holds that the carbon oila becomes kaidish enough to make tamura, but not the carbon pesach or asham. Birchin explains the reasoning for this as a female bird may be brought as a carbon oila, and so the concept of oila exists by a female species. And Reb Shimon ben Yehuda says in the name of Reb Shimon that if one separated a female animal either for his carbon oila, carbon pesach, or carbon asham, none of the three contract kedusha to be able to make a tamura animal holy. Our Mishnah had taught in the name of Rabbi Yeshua that if someone was makdish his possessions, which included animals, male animals are brought themselves for karbanos oila, and female animals are sold for karbanos shlamim, and their proceeds are also used to purchase karbanos oila. Our Gemara now quotes Reb Zeira, who brings the source for the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. Dabar laharan v'albonav al kol b'nei Yisrael v'amarta aleihem ish ish mi beis Yisrael asher Yaakov karbanos l'chol nedreim l'chol nedvaisim asher Yaakov l'Hashem li oila, intimating that hakol karv la'ila, any type of hekdesh that can be brought as a karban oila should be brought as a karban oila. Mevo quotes Rish Lakish, who uses this same pasuk to explain the opinion of Rebbe Lazar in our Mishnah, that if his possession included wine, oil, or birds, they are all sold for their respective uses, and the proceeds are all used to bring karbanos oila.